Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Mix.
Is ready to beat Migs. I know I sure am because we made it. It's Friday.
Friday, mother effing Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Even the kids.
Friday,
especially the kids.
Let us get to our contestant, who is John from South Seattle. John, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, John is in the house. Steve, you got to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
Good luck, dude.
Oh, he wished you good luck.
Oh, good luck
that
to you,
so
too.
So kind. For those
Thanks,
playing
dude.
At home, John has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. He can pass all he wants, but will only get 3 guesses per question. John, are you ready?
Let's rock.
Which country is directly north of the United States?
Canada.
Correct. In technology, what does PC stand for?
Personal computer.
Correct. How many holes are there on a standard Ritz cracker?
Pass.
Bayside is the high school in what TV show?
Saved by the Bell.
Correct. The Seattle Seahawks joined the NFL in 1976 with what other expansion team?
Oh, dude. The Jets?
No.
Pass. I'll come back.
In what decade was Pluto discovered? 30s, yes. Who released the song Gettin' Jiggy with it?
Man, that's Jay-Z.
No.
Oh, P. Diddy?
No.
Gettin' Jiggy with it. Is it Will Smith?
It is. What pizza chain delivered a pizza to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro?
Domino's?
No.
Little Caesars?
No.
Papa John's?
No. What Midwestern state did Gerald Ford represent before becoming Richard Nixon's VP?
I would say Michigan.
Yes! We'll count it. And you got 6 correct there, John.
Oh, sick, dude.
Sick! Very impressive. Yeah, here he comes. What are you drinking there, Steve? Is it smart juice?
It's definitely not smart juice. It's just coffee.
Okay, well, maybe that will help you.
I don't know. I drink it every day, and it clearly hasn't.
Do you feel ready right now?
All right.
Which country is directly north of the United States?
Canada.
Correct. In technology, what does PC stand for?
Personal computer.
It does. How many holes are there in a standard Ritz cracker?
Shoot. I don't know. 4?
No.
5?
No.
6?
No. Bayside is the high school in what TV show?
Saved by the Bell.
Correct. The Seattle Seahawks joined the NFL in 1976 with what other expansion team?
Oh, crap. Oh, man. It's not the Kansas City Chiefs,
no.
Is it? Ah. I know I know it, but Denver Broncos. No, it's not them. I'm trying to picture it. Pass. I'll come back to it.
In what decade was Pluto discovered?
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yes. In what decade was Pluto discovered?
The 60s.
No.
70s.
No.
50s.
No. Who released the song Gettin' Jiggy With It?
Will Smith.
Yes.
Fresh Prince.
What pizza chain delivered a pizza to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro?
I feel like that's Papa John's.
No.
Domino's.
No.
Pizza Hut.
Yes. What Midwestern state did Gerald Ford represent before being promoted to Richard Nixon's VP?
Pass.
In what decade did Dennis the Menace cartoon strip debut?
40s.
No.
30s.
No.
20s.
No.
Damn it. 60s?
Steve, it was actually the 50s. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct. And for the second time today, that is a tie. 6-6. Nice work, John.
Dude, couldn't tie with a better dude.
Much love to you, John. Have a great weekend.
So, let's see here. The number of holes on a standard Ritz cracker.
Four?
It's seven.
Seven.
I know. I was kind of shocked it's an odd number.
I didn't even, never even thought about the holes in a Ritz cracker until right now.
Well, keep that in your pocket and pull it out on another day, Steve.
Oh, yeah. I'll pull that out.
In what decade was Pluto discovered? Our friend John figured out it was the 1930s.
30s, okay.
And the Dennis the Menace cartoon character, or cartoon strip, as we learned, it was the 1950s. That was a classic.
It was. Do you remember the TV show?
Oh, yeah.
I loved it. I never saw it when it was live. It was like syndication on one of those channels. But then and then the movie I enjoyed as well.
Well, if anybody would be interested in rocking an I Beat Migs shirt, it's not guaranteed, but it could make you smarter. You can go get one in the Rock Shop. They are exclusively there at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
Everybody has a show they're geeking out about that you want to let everybody else know about. So what is yours? Call now, 206-803-ROCK. What have you been watching this past week? We're going to tell you what we are watching after the White Stripes. Nielsen has unveiled these new multi-platform ratings, Steve, which puts linear TV and streaming services all together.
I think that's smart because I think people watch TV way differently than they did 5 years ago.
Any guesses on what the most watched show of the 2024-2025 season was?
Wheel of Fortune.
It was not.
Okay.
It was Squid Game.
Never seen an episode.
So I have not seen the new season, but we did watch the first season, and it is a lot. And it's not for everyone, I can tell you that.
I'm positive it's not for my wife.
Then it was followed up by Adolescence and then the CBS series Tracker.
What about Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives?
I don't see that on here.
Or Carnival Eats.
No.
Or Kids Baking Challenge.
But we're curious to know, you know, you and I are always looking for new shows, so we're wondering, you know, what are the Rockaholics watching? And also, I want to know what you're watching, Steve.
Okay, so you're going to make fun of me because what I'm watching right now is shockingly, it's wrestling-based. But
Oh, boy.
So there's a docu-series that they do called Dark Side of the Ring. And even asked the Ted Smith about it, like, you don't have to be a wrestling fan to find it fascinating because it's just about like the dark side of the ring. And some of it's very depressing. But the most recent episode, dude, is unreal. It's about this guy who went by the character name of Muhammad Hassan. Back in the 2000s, they took this dude and made him into an Arab-American character. And mind you, this is like a few years after 9/11.
Oh, yeah.
And the story is just about how, like, you know, it was a different time, but like the character was kind of a brilliant character because he wasn't like leaning into like stereotypes. He was more being about, hey, I'm an American too, and nobody's treating me well because of what happened in 9/11.
Oh, wow.
But that triggered a lot of people who are just kind of like, you know, screw you, America. But then they did start leaning into him being like a terrorist type character. And it got so bad that the network, the TV network is like, look, if you keep doing that character, we're taking WWE off the TV.
Yikes.
And here's a little bit of the trailer because I think you'll just find it. And also, he's not an Arab American guy. He's an Italian dude playing an Arab American guy. It's a great. Wrestling was a little crazier back in those days.
In the early 2000s, Mark Capani was a young wrestler with a dream.
When I got the phone call that I was going to be with the WWE, I knew it was going to be special. But when they pitched me the idea, I was very nervous.
I said, but he's Italian from Syracuse. Well, for us, he's going to be a Middle Easterner.
We are 3 years removed from 9/11, and it's still a fresh wound.
There was so much discrimination going on, so it was just instant heat.
We're labeled.
So the crazy part about all of it is like, hey, look, you have to be that character outside of the show, too. So, like, you can't go back to being Mark.
Oh,
you have to stay
gosh.
Muhammad. So then he started actually experiencing racism because he was paired up with a guy that was of Middle Eastern descent. So he was experiencing racism from randos because he was wearing outfits and looking a certain way. So it went from him playing a character being like, yo, this is messed up. Like, people are being really awful to me just because of the because of what happened in 9/11. That's
wild.
It's a great watch. You don't have to like wrestling to enjoy this.
Yeah, no kidding.
What about you?
I'm watching The Handmaid's Tale. I always have a show that I watch without Brad, and this is the one, The Handmaid's Tale.
For years, we've been afraid of them. Now it's time for them to be afraid of us.
Dude, I've watched the trailer, and I don't know anything about this show, but I'm like, I did not realize that this show is as gnarly as it is.
It's gnarly. It's intense. It's about women being, you know, kind of forced into giving birth. And it's a lot. It's very heavy. I've cried in many episodes. But right now, the new season is the final season.
It looks epic.
Yeah. So if anybody's never watched it, I mean, it can be a little bit heavy, but it's just a fantastic watch. Very, very exciting. Let's chat with our friend Matt from Federal Way, though. Matt, what are you watching?
So I'm watching a show called Timeless. It's on Prime. It's really good, edge of your seat kind of stuff.
Oh yeah. So
that's a sci-fi. That's a sci-fi show, I think, right?
Yeah, definitely. Okay. Time travel.
And what time do they travel to?
Many different times. They went to the moon launch. They saw Bonnie and Clyde. They saw. There's just so many different episodes. It's crazy.
It sounds like the plot to Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, but I'm sure it's not.
I mean, I do like movies where they do, you know, like timepieces and they get, you know, old cars and you know, old scenery and stuff like that. I'm always fascinated by that.
Did you ever watch Quantum Leap?
No.
I know they did a reboot, and the reboot I don't think was as great, but the original, when I was younger, I thought it was going to be the dumbest show, and then I watched an episode. I'm like, oh, this is actually pretty cool. He's like a time-traveling guy.
Well, let's time travel.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you consider yourself to be a massive music fan? So massive that you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? If you prove that to us, we're going to hook you up with some Santa tickets. Yeah. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus T&Cs apply.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we have been playing for tickets to see Santa.
Santa. That's not a band. That's a festival.
It is. It's Primus, Pussifer, and A Perfect Circle all together at White River Amphitheater 1 week from tomorrow.
They should have just called it Maynard and Friends.
It really is. It's a continuation of his 60th birthday celebration. He started
not
last
60.
Year. Yes, he is, Steve.
He could be the coach of the Kraken at that age.
He absolutely could. And we have someone playing. His name is Brad from Whidbey Island. And Brad has been trying to get through to play this game all week. And it finally happened to cap off the week on a Friday. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Taryn. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Guess what? Here's the deal. Steve cannot be playing because we don't have Danny, so it's going to be you and me.
Sounds good.
I feel like there's no one better to play with you since I'm going next week than me. So let's win these tickets.
Are you ready for the first song? This is the one that you have to guess.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Ooh, play it again.
Sure thing.
I can help you.
Help me, because I can't really hear it with my phone.
Okay, it's a Seattle band whose former lead singer was Layne Staley.
Good
okay,
friends
Alice in Chains.
Yes, and the song is What a Tree is Made Out Of. Like the bark and the trunk, that's all.
Oh, wood.
Yeah!
Excellent, thank you.
And I believe this was the song, one of the songs was, no, I was thinking like, because Maynard, he sang a couple songs with Alice in Chains when
he
they reunited.
Did.
But it was Them Bones and Man in the Box.
So cool.
Still a great song.
All right, Brad, we're only 50%.
Hold on, I'm listening to Alice in Chains right now. Okay, sorry.
We're only 50% of the way there. Now it's my turn. Steve Miggs, hit me with the clip.
All right, you ready?
Yeah. Oh. Oh, is it two words? Is one of them kind of like a flame, Steve?
Oh,
is
yeah.
it Fire Woman by The Cult? Oh!
Yes! Congratulations, Brad. You won the tickets.
Woo! Can I give a couple shout-outs real quick?
Hell yeah.
Okay, first one is for Dizzle. We did it, buddy. We're going to go. Hell yeah.
So Santa Yay! Dizzle.
The second one is to Melby. He is a grandfather for the second time. Baby girl, she's gorgeous. Congratulations, Melby.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah.
From the Spice Girls, wow. Melby? No, I'm kidding. Sorry, that's a terrible joke.
Brad, I'll see you next week at the show. It's going to be a blast, my friend.
I can't wait. Thank you, Taryn.
You are so welcome.
Taryn, can I share you one of the most embarrassing stories I've never told you, I know for sure.
Oh, let's hear it.
And it's all because of this song. I love this song. I love The Cult. Fire Woman's one of my all-time favorites. First time I saw this video, I was obsessed with it. Headbangers Ball. I'm a teenager, and I listen to this song, watch the video all the time. I don't know if you ever did this when you were a kid, but I would like try and pretend to be in the band. Like
sure.
Air guitar or air drum or air sing in the comfort of my own room.
Mm-hmm.
If you've ever seen the music video, it's a live performance, and Ian Astbury from The Cult, he, at the end of the video, he's writhing around on the floor. He's like air humping the floor. So I'm pretending to do that in my bedroom. I have a microphone and I'm on the ground and I'm straight up gyrating my hips into the floor. My mom walks in.
No.
What are you doing? And I had to try to explain it to her, but like the video was not like, I didn't have a recording of it. So she thinks I'm just making up this story. Like I'm pretending to be. One of the many times I've embarrassed myself in front of my parents.
That your mom needed the eye bleach.
Yes.
The Daily Mix Show.
If we've talked about something this morning that you would like to talk about, go ahead. Call us now. 206-803-ROCK. We will check in with the Rockaholics after Weezer. Throughout this fine morning, we have received some great texts, some great calls, but we haven't had a chance to chat with everyone yet, Steve. But now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics. So call up if you'd like to chime in on something from the show today, or if you have something on your mind that you need to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK is the number.
And we got a really good text. I'm very curious to see what you think about it. And it's a touchy subject, but somebody would want to talk about the Kraken head coach, right?
Okay.
So we just got this guy, Layne Lambert, that was hired as the new coach of the Kraken. And someone said, texted him saying, Migs, thoughts on the rumor that the reason why the coaches, other coaches, didn't want the Kraken job is because they would be forced to have assistant coach Jessica Campbell. So I've heard people talking about this, but I didn't really put much stock into it. But here's King 5's Paul Sylvie talking about this whole situation.
There was another thought, Joyce, that Rick Tockett was a guy who the job was offered to, and the Kraken won't say that, but there was a lot of rumors out there and reports that the Kraken had offered their job to Rick Tockett. But one of the hangups for some of these coaches that were being interviewed by the Kraken was they have Jessica Campbell there as an assistant head coach. Mm-hmm. Most head coaches will come to town and they want to pick their own assistants.
Right.
They don't want anything in place when they get there. So that was another thought, that one of the hangups was the Kraken are committed to Jessica Campbell, and some of the coaches that were being interviewed, you know, that's not what they want to do. They want to come in and set their own group, set their own staff.
Right.
So
it's a touchy thing because I don't have an issue at all with a female being a coach. This has nothing to do with that. Like, I think a female is just as capable as a male. If you know the sport, if you know what you're talking about, if you have the right plan in place, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
But I think it's completely ridiculous if they're telling coaches, like, look, we have an assistant coach and we're keeping her, and you just have to deal with that. I don't blame Rick Tockett, who would have been a great pick for the Kraken, to be like, look, man, I don't know her. I don't know what's going on with that. Mitch Love, apparently he also had an issue with it, allegedly. But, I mean, it's not just Paul Sylvie talking about this. It's like a lot of hockey publications are bringing it up as well. It makes me wonder if there was a rift between her and Dan Bylsma, and that's why Dan was gone. Like, this whole thing seems really crazy to me, and I think we need to forget about the gender and just talk about who's the most qualified in this situation. And this is just ridiculous to me that you're keeping an assistant coach and the head coach has to work around that. Make her the coach of the Coachella team. If you want to, if you feel like there's something special with her, let her be the head coach there and grow. And then one day, if either she becomes the head coach or maybe another coach is like, yeah, I want her as part of my team.
Totally. I mean, without question, she's qualified for the position. But yeah. I can totally understand if you're going to come into a new space, you want to have your team around you. Like, you already know how you vibe together. You already know how you work together. That's a whole nother hurdle to have to go over, being the new coach of a team that really
Absolutely.
Had a big struggle this past season.
Oh, man. There's so much stuff I wonder just going on behind the scenes, like, especially now, because I thought it was so abrupt that they got rid of Dan Bylsma. And I just wonder if there's like something where it's like, you know, the two of them were at it. I'm creating scenarios. I know that that's not fair. But like, you start thinking these things when all of a sudden like a weird coaching change happens. And then all of a sudden there's these rumors of like, look, you could coach our team, but you have to keep our assistant coach. That just seems so weird to me.
Yeah, I don't think that imagine that happens very often.
And
you know?
If I'm her, I'd be like, this is weird, guys. I don't want to make it like I'm being forced onto somebody else.
Sure. That totally checks out. 206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics. And Solomon, you want to check in on a couple of different things. What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good, good.
So you guys were talking about the other day about our favorite swear word and if our kids say anything like that. So my favorite swear word is a two-part word, and it's a rooster sucker, if you know what I mean.
Oh.
Okay. Wait, so that was your favorite word as a kid?
No. My favorite swear word is rooster.
Oh, okay. Yes. Okay. I get it. Okay.
Yeah. But my daughter, God bless her, I don't think she's ever heard a swear word ever. So she's never said anything. But as a kid, when I was about 6 years, I was in second grade, so I was 6 years old. My mother remarried this black guy who was extremely abusive and physically and mentally, right? But my siblings
thought it'd
be really
funny. Not sure why the race matters in that situation.
Be really funny if they told me to go call him the N-word. Yeah, and then maybe if you...
We're not doing that.
I mean, I know it's not, you didn't say any curses, but this is, we're going down a weird road, man.
Did I tell you, though, speaking of words that your kids say, about the word that my son read on my coffee mug?
Which was?
I have a coffee mug that says WSU, the B word.
Okay.
And so Barrett's reading everything now, right? I've had this mug for a long time. So I'm sipping my coffee out of that mug, and I can see him looking at it, and he goes, Mom, what does your cup say? And I was like, oh, you know, it's like go Cougs and stuff, you know, because I'm a Coug. And he goes,
there's another word,
no,
Mom.
No, what does it say? And I go, what do you think it says?
I love that he's testing you. Like, he knows.
He knows.
And he wants to see if Mom's going to lie to him, and you can't.
No. And so I said, you're not going to get in any trouble. What do you think it says? Oh, he knew.
And did he say it?
He said it.
Oh,
and it made me
man.
Laugh so hard. And then I was like, okay, buddy, I'm laughing, but it's really not funny. That's a word for grown-ups to say. It's just a silly mug. Don't say that word
again. We actually have audio of Barrett saying it.
Biatch!
So do you still use the mug or did you have to get rid of it?
Well, I mean, I use it in the morning and then it goes into the dishwasher before I, you know, leave for work. So he doesn't really see it anymore. But I have another one.
I'll pay good money if like one day you come home and he's just drinking like orange juice out of that mug. That'd be so fantastic.
Well, I have another mug that says it has chickens on it and it says, I'm just a girl who loves P words. So I try not to use that one around him anymore either.
You might want to like kind of like do like a whole like inventory of all the offensive, you know, it's not really, but all the things you don't want your kids saying out loud, maybe like put those in storage until he's old enough to where you think you could let him say those.
Because he knows now there is nothing secret anymore.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
The first ever Miles Montgomery Golf Classic was originally sold out, presented by Pinky's Plumbing. But now a couple foursomes have opened up, and if you want one, you better jump on it right now and head over to KISW.com to take care of that. We're also going to be broadcasting live from the Bill Wright Golf Complex, and we'd love to see you there, Rockaholics. The Adirondack Mountains in New York, a very popular place to go hiking.
Very familiar. I've actually spent many times walking around the Adirondacks.
Well, a very bizarre incident took place this last weekend with a group of hikers where they reported that their friend had died. And it's because they were all tripping on mushrooms.
Very weird, because I've also walked around on mushrooms in the Adirondacks. That was like the go-to.
So they got a 911 call. Yeah, they called 911. Two hikers were reporting that their friend had died. However, when the hikers met up with the mountain's summit steward,
okay,
it became very clear that they had ingested magic mushrooms and then they were not right in the head and they really thought that their friend was dead. Turns out,
you know what the sad thing is? If anyone's ever enjoyed a magic mushroom or two in their life, I think we could all relate and understand where they're coming from.
Yeah, a little bit of a panic, a little bit of a bad trip.
Sometimes reality is a little skewed.
So then they ended up having the presumed dead hiker called the authorities to basically report on the fact that he was in fact very much alive.
Now, was he like napping where they thought he was dead because he was laying down, or was he just disappeared and they just assumed he died?
Did they take his pulse? Who knows, Steve? I mean, I've had some unique experiences in that world, but none where I thought somebody was no longer with us.
I've had experiences actually in New York, Plattsburgh, New York, where I was pretty convinced that all of my friends, our whole fraternity, decided to take mushrooms the same night. There's like 30 of us, right?
That sounds like a nightmare.
And I'd say about 20 to 25 of us were doing it for the first time, and it was chaos. It was one of those stories that we still to this day will all laugh about, because everybody was collectively losing their minds in different ways. Like one of our brothers, his name was Rubble, because long story, but basically his older brother's real, the nickname was Flintstone, so we made him Rubble.
That's cute.
But he was so messed up that he was on the roof of our fraternity house, and everyone's like, he's gonna jump.
No.
I'm at the time, this is my first time ever doing it as well, I'm hiding in my buddy's closet, convinced that everyone's trying to kill me. Except for three guys, because there was a picture in the closet of the three of us in this picture. And I'm like, well, they wouldn't want to kill me. They like me enough to take a picture with me, so I felt safe in the closet.
What percentage of you had a good trip versus a bad trip that day?
It was a terrible trip.
For everyone.
I'm not kidding. I was in that closet for 3 to 4 hours. It was terrible. And the guy was in his room and he's like, get out of my closet. I'm like, no. He's like, why won't you get out of my closet? I'm like, because everybody's trying to kill me. And he's also messed up. So he's just like, oh, that checks out. All right, stay in the closet. You're safe here.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Especially in New York.
The Daily Mix Show.
There are four Washington cities that made the list of best places to live in America for 2025.
You're all up.
Stanwood. We're going to tell you what they are after Led Zeppelin.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle's here. You're kind of in charge.
Yeah, I'm here to make the DMD the DMB.
Ooh.
dumb.
Oh, okay. I was like, Deli Migs, butthole. Oh, no, probably not that.
Ryan, are there still a couple foursomes left?
I believe so.
In the golf tournament, which is happening a week from Monday.
I can't believe it's already here.
I know.
No, we're stuffing goodie bags today. That's the plan.
Oh, that sounds fun.
And we're going to be broadcasting live from it.
I heard that.
So if there are any foursomes left, people can go scoop them up at KISW.com.
Indeed.
Hey, the Mariners. I don't even know what the hell happened. It was 2-2 going into extra innings. Next thing you know, I'm watching the game. I'm like, what is happening in the 10th? They end up losing 9-3.
Wow. Yikes.
Not very good. But thankfully, Brian Wu, he's on the mound tonight. So hopefully they'll lead to a win against the Minnesota Twins, a 3-game homestand that's going to be happening over at T-Mobile Park.
There are 4 Washington cities that made U.S. News & World Report's best places to live in 2025-2026. Let's see if any of us have lived in any of these places.
Yakima.
Sammamish.
Yakima.
Sammamish, where the median income is $235,000 a year.
No, that's above my pay grade, I'm afraid.
What about Redmond? Have we ever lived in Redmond?
No, but I was there yesterday.
What about Bellevue?
I mean, my wife makes me go there sometimes so we can go to the mall.
These are all on the east side, I think.
Yes.
You know, there's the theme here.
Is it Kirkland?
The theme continues with Kirkland. Yes, that's the fourth one. It is. The top ranked city overall is Johns Creek, Georgia.
No idea where that is.
But I think they really, they did not put Puyallup or Stanwood on this list, and so I think it's a bunch of crap.
So what is it? So is it because, like, people, are they making it the best place to live because people have money?
Pretty much. But it's also, like, you know, good outdoor amenities, strong schools, all that kind of stuff.
Which all comes from a strong tax base and these people having money.
The median home price in Sammamish, $1.18 million.
Oh, wow. My house is worth that. And it's a shack in Seattle.
Oh, and also that great outdoor amenities. And for Kirkland, high quality cocaine I just saw.
Oh, yeah.
They have that in Seattle, too, I heard.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
All right, there's a 37-year-old guy. His name is Joshua. He's from Ohio. Look, I'm not condoning being a thief, but this was a pretty clever way to try and steal some stuff. He pretended to be a DeWalt sales rep, and he was trying to steal over $4,200 worth of tools from Home Depot. Probably showed up there. He's like, hey, I got to take these back. There's a recall or something along those lines. He used bolt cutters to break into the locked area, locked up 23 items on a cart, and then try to walk out saying, hey, I work for DeWalt. I got to take these things.
Didn't a beer person do that recently? Like, walk into a store and act like they were the beer guy and walk out with a bunch of stuff? That feels familiar. Otherwise, it's a great idea.
Not condoning it. Clever way to steal stuff, though.
For sure. I wonder if he did it before successfully. Like, if this was not his first time.
Oh, then he's an idiot for going to the well too many times.
Yeah, totally.
Hey, as far as weather, hitting the high of 75 degrees, the DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Our friend Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.